We are back. Yeah. Campus Chronicle podcast with Bone Knowledge Ben, and we have a special guest with us.
Yep. We got Chance here, worked with me at Fairway for a little bit. And man, excited to have you on and talk some stuff with you. So, first off, you know, how did you get to DMAC? You know, where are you from? And, you know, what's your major here at DMAC?
So, I'm majoring in the welding program. I'm actually almost done here. I'll be done in January. But how I got to DMAC was I did take a gap. I graduated high school from Waukee High School in 2023. But before I went to Waukee, I went to Hoover.
Yep. We got Hoover connections out here. Yep. Shout out Hoover.
For 1 year in person, and then COVID hit, and then I had a year online. And then after that, I went to Waukee. And I took a gap year, worked at Fairway for full time almost for about a year. And then
we were co-workers actually, for about, what would you say, 2 years?
Yeah, 2 years.
Yeah, it was fun, you know, get fun to see you there, but it was time for me to move on, and hopefully that, you know, you find something that, you know, you love too. So just keep going about, you know, your story. And
I lost track here, but I worked there for 2 years. I did all sorts of stuff, but then as of January 2025, I came to DMAC, started the welding program. I think it's been going pretty good so far. I like the program.
What are your, like, you know, why do you want to do welding? You know, you said you worked at Fairway for a little bit. You know, what made you decide to want to come to DMAC and, you know, get into the welding program?
Well, I did do a couple trades programs at Central Campus. I did carpentry, plumbing, and electrical. And I did see the welding lab. We had to grab pipe from there one time for plumbing, and I thought it was pretty cool. And then at Waukee, I did welding. I did welding 1 and 2, and then I decided it was something I liked and that I was good at. So, yeah.
Yeah, so why did you – here's kind of a question I want to know personally. Why did you go to Waukee? Like, you know, you could have transferred anywhere you wanted, but, you know, why did you end up actually going to, you know, Waukee?
Well, I almost went to Southeast Pole because we found a house out in Altoona. Yeah. We almost found a house in Altoona, but then that house got bought. So then we looked at Waukee, and there was one that could fit, you know, my brothers, my sisters.
How many siblings you got?
I have 3 siblings, a sister and 2 brothers.
So what are you?
I'm the oldest.
Dang, bruh. How old are your youngest siblings?
Well, my sister's 18. My brother's...
Did she go to Northwest?
She went to Waukee.
Oh, so they all went to Waukee? Oh, okay. We got a little friend who over here, but it's all good. It's all good. So it's your sister's 18. She just graduated from Waukee.
Mm-hmm.
And then what's next after that?
My brother's in middle school. He's going to be 12 here in a little bit. And my other brother, he's going to be 10 next year, which is kind of hard to believe.
Nice. So, so just go on. Keep telling us why you came to Waukee. So
I came to Waukee because I would have stayed at Hoover, but at the time I didn't know how to drive. And, you know, it's a long ways out there. So I decided to come to Waukee. And, you know, I liked Waukee. It was a change from Hoover.
Big change, yeah.
It was a big change. But I liked Waukee for the most part. But it was a good school for the most part, though.
Yeah. Yeah, so, you know, I'm a Wolves, diehard Wolves fan. You know, as you know, I graduated from there. You know, do you know anybody from Northwest? And you don't know anybody at all?
No.
You know,
I've been inside the school once.
It's like a college campus in there, bro. It's literally, I'm not even kidding you. It looks like a college.
I walked in there and I was like, am I at a school?
When did you ever walk in there? What did you walk in there for?
I walked in there for Best Buddies. We had
nice.
A team there at Waukee. We both went, and it's a nice school.
It must be hard, like, coming together, like, with Northwest, because, you know, you're rivals and, like, you know, having to, like, be friends with them. Because, like, we did that for swimming. I think this is the first year that we that were, like, separate swim teams. And, like, I told people this. I'm like, it'd be kind of weird to, like, you know, be rivals and have to come together and be a team. Like, I would not like that personally if I was, you know, at Waukee or Northwest. So,
yeah. I can't remember what I was going to say, but, I mean, it wasn't hard to get along with people. I wasn't really into sports at that time, Waukee, but, it was good.
Yeah, so, why did you decide to come back to school?
Well, I didn't like Fairway. It kind of got
tired. I didn't either, so.
Just, you know, same thing. It just, you know, like, there's not a whole lot of opportunity in welding. You know, you can go anywhere with it.
Mm-hmm.
you can basically do, you can go anywhere with it, basically.
So, yeah. 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 So you're a big race car guy, like we talked about. So who are some of your favorite, you know, race car drivers? Or if it can be Formula One, NASCAR, you know, anybody, just any type of...
Well, I'm not much of a NASCAR guy, but I don't really watch Formula One. The kind of racing I watch is a little bit different. It's dirt track racing, for example. It's like, yeah. But my favorite driver, he does both NASCAR and dirt track racing. He's Kyle Larson.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for him. He's
pretty good. He just won his second NASCAR Cup champion, which I was pretty excited about.
What about Lewis Hamilton?
I don't know. I don't watch a lot of F1.
You don't?
I watched the Las Vegas Grand Prix every once in a while.
You do?
I started watching it since it came here, but...
What's really. The one that's in Spain? It's like the Monaco or something?
Monaco Grand Prix.
I think that's what it's called.
I can't remember.
I don't know. So why are you a Vikings fan?
My dad's from Minnesota, and I've just been raised.
Nice. That's a valid point, though. Like, most people are just fans because, you know, hey, man, I'm a bandwagon fan. Like, you know, they're just fans, but... Well,
When I was younger, I was a Browns fan. Like, really young.
Browns?
Ooh. I don't know why.
Yikes.
I don't know.
Bro, speaking of the Browns, I've told people this. Getting rid of Baker Mayfield was a big mistake. The biggest mistake in franchise history. Like, the dude literally led them to the playoffs, and then they just get rid of him. Like, it doesn't make any sense. Just like with the Vikings with Sam Darnold. Look how he's doing now in Seattle. Like, no offense, no hate on J.J. McCarthy. He's a handoff merchant. All he was in Michigan was, you know, hitting off to Blake Corum 500 times. That's...
I understand why they got rid of Darnold, because, you know, McCarthy just came out of Michigan, and, you know, he was pretty good at Michigan, and I can't remember what I was going to say, but then he got drafted Vikings, and then I will say NFL is a lot different than college.
Oh, 100%.
So it's a lot faster pace, not like college, because in college, you know, you can got time to get your guy, but NFL, you got to have your guy open and, like, you know,
yeah, you got
to
make a split decision. Yeah,
yep. And I think that's what he's has trouble with. But I think with some time and experience, maybe he could get better. But we'll have to see.
You know what's crazy? JJ McCarthy grew up a big Bears fan too. So I'm glad we took Caleb, though. I mean, I think Caleb is, you know,
he's pretty good.
Yeah, he's people. I hate when people call him a bust. Like, he's not a bust. Okay, like Colin Cowherd a few weeks ago was calling him a bust, and now he's saying he's a good quarterback. I never said he was a bust. I think he's a good quarterback. Does he make mistakes here and there? Yes, every quarterback does, right? And, you know, and Caleb has done good. And him and Ben Johnson look so good together. And I have no hate on the Vikings. I have no hate on the Lions. I like what Dan Campbell's doing. He's a good coach. I like Jared Goff. And, you know, Ben Johnson, our head coach, came from the Lions and was a great offensive coordinator there, you know. I have no hate on any of those teams. I really don't. You know, when they play, I want to see them do well because it's good for our division. And our division is a great division right now. And I want to see them do well. And, so who are some of your favorite players on the Vikings?
I was really happy when Thielen came back. Like
Thielen, yeah, that was a good...
I like Thielen.
Yeah, what about Jay Jettis?
I like him. I would say he's... I like him, but...
They need to get him the ball more.
Yeah, they need
to... Did you see him on Sunday? He was like, he's getting so mad, he's like throwing his helmet down.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, he's had 8 quarterbacks in his time with the Vikings. That's a lot.
8 quarterbacks?
Yeah.
That is a lot.
He said, Kirk Cousins, Nick Mullen, J.J. McCarthy, Sam Darnold.
Whatever his name is. That guy we had a couple years
ago. Jaren Hall was his quarterback. I don't even know his other quarterback.
Josh, someone, I can't remember his name.
Joshua Dobbs. Yep, Josh Dobbs. Yep, that's knowledge right there. Yep, Josh Dobbs. I don't know the other two, but yeah, he's had a lot, man. And, you know, it's frustrating because he's a good receiver, and to see him not get the ball thrown to him, and it's hard when you don't have a quarterback that can't get you the ball, right? And I'm not saying J.J. McCarthy's – I don't think he's a good quarterback at all. I think in a system at Michigan where it was a run-heavy offense where all he had to do was just hand the ball to play Corum 500 times. But, I mean, I think the Bears made the right decision, and I think, you know, like you said, the Vikings, I hope that, you know, they do well the rest of the season. And, yeah, so speaking of that, Bears versus Vikings this past Sunday, man. What are your thoughts on that game?
Well, I fell asleep during the half of the game.
Dang,
I didn't really get to watch it, but I did watch the first half. And
what'd you think?
Yeah, it was all right, but I knew we came back. I knew we were down, and we came back.
Man, this Bears team—they give me a heart attack every single week, bro. I don't know why I keep doing this, bro.
Take years off your life,
bro. I don't. Can they ever just blow one team out for once? Like, geez, man. Every single week, they can never just blow out a team. Like, it's...
They're the new Chiefs.
Last year, yeah. But it's just... Can I just sit through a Bears game where they don't, where they can just blow a team out? Like, please, just one time. Like, I want that. I don't know if I ever will, but just one time in my life, I want to see that happen. But, yeah, man, it's, man, it should have not come down to a game winning field goal. And our kicker is so inconsistent, bro. Like, he'll make a 55 yarder and then he'll come back and miss like a 45 yarder. And then and when the game's on the line, on the most important game, he'll make it. And
I will say during that game, I was sleeping and I woke up to my dad, like, you know, like, going like, damn Vikings. And, like, you know, get pissed about it.
Yeah. Would you say he's a diehard fan?
He's pretty diehard.
Like, he's watching every game, you know, no matter if they're 0-16, he's dialed in, he's locked in.
He's a pretty good big fan. He grew up in Minnesota his whole life, so.
Twins fan? You a Twins fan?
I don't watch baseball, but I've been to Twin Stadium before and watched a baseball game.
Who would you say your dad's favorite Vikings player is?
I don't know.
But speaking of that, Bears got rid of Jake Moody. I think that's a terrible move because Jake Moody won the Bears a couple games. He has a stronger leg than Cairo Santos.
I think Jake Moody's better than...
I do, too. I've been telling people that all the time. I think it's time for Cairo to move on. I think that Cairo is not a good kicker. I think he's very, very inconsistent. And Jake Moody has a better leg. He did his job when he came in and kicked. And, you know, the only thing, a question about Ben Johnson is, why is Jake Moody not the starting kicker? You know, he's got a second chance with the Bears, and he's taken advantage of every single moment of it. He's made his kicks. He's made game-winning kicks for the Bears. He's done his job, and Cairo hasn't. Jake Moody, you know, if the game's on the line, I trust Jake Moody more than I do Cairo Santos. That's not a knock on Cairo. It's just straight facts. Like, and then he sides with the Commanders, the team that we beat on a walk-off field goal with. Like, That's just cheap right there, man. That's really cheap. Like, it's just...
Do they even have a backup kicker anymore?
No.
What happens if Cairo gets hurt?
Draft the kicker. We can always bring somebody in, though, too, but it's just... I don't know why we would let Moody walk like that, but, I mean, speaking of that, we signed a good linebacker yesterday, Jalen Reeves-Maven from the Lions. Did you see that for the Bears?
I didn't.
Former Lion with Ben Johnson. He is a good special teams player, and he's actually the president of the NFL Players Association. So we signed a good special teamer yesterday from the Lions, and good to see him reunite with Ben Johnson. But yeah, like I've said, I think Jake Moody has a stronger leg. I think if the game's on the line with the 2 seconds left, I'd rather have him kick a game-winning kick. But one of these times, I'm going to tell you this right now, one of these times, Cairo was going to miss a game winner, and we're going to lose a game. I'm going to tell you this one time. Like, I swear to God, if it comes down to game-winning kick in the postseason, he better not go full Parkey mode, bro. If that happens again, bro, Chicago's going to... That's going to... I still have, like, nightmares about that, man. 6 years ago to this day, I still remember where I was, man. It was, man. I hope that guy never kicks in the league again, man. And he's just...
That's what they're gonna sign. That's what they're gonna sign to replace Cairo.
They better. If they do, bro, I'm done. I'm seriously done watching this team, bro. Cody Parkey, man. It's just, yeah, but yeah, man. I think it was a good win. You know, Vikings.
We tried, but
yeah, I mean, no. You tried, right? I mean, but you guys have a good head coach. Kevin O'Connell is great head coach. You got a great DC.
Better than Mike Zimmer.
Oh, 100%. And I think Brian Flores is a great defensive coordinator too. So,
what do you think of the Chiefs loss?
Oh my God, bro! They had so many opportunities to put that game away, and they crumbled, man. I mean, I don't think, I'm gonna be honest with you, Chiefs aren't winning the division this year. The Broncos are winning the division.
I don't think they're gonna make the playoffs.
No, I don't.
They're way gone from the division. They need to make the playoffs.
What's the problem with them? Let's all give our thoughts on why do you think. Jaden, let's go first. Why do you think the Chiefs are bad this year?
They're just not a good team. It's because Travis Kelce's too focused on T. Swift.
I think it's a variety of factors. I think it's penalties. I think it's defense.
They don't rush the quarterback.
They don't. They just let. I swear to God, I saw Bo Nix on Sunday have like 30 seconds in the pocket.
He just sits in the pocket all game.
Exactly. Like, he has like 30 seconds to throw. What's the quarterback? When you blitz the quarterback, that equals pressures, that equals interceptions, or at least you get a tipped ball or something. Why is Spags going away from what's working? I don't understand why he's doing it. It's worked every single year. Last year, you have a better offense this year than you did last year. And last year you were 15-2. This year you're what, 5-5? You didn't lose. You only lost two games. Your third loss last year came at the Super Bowl. And it's just, it's, I don't know what the problem is, man. Like I just said, I think it's flags. I think it's, you know, I think it's the defense. I think it's Kelsey's been unreliable. And I just think that he's, I think it's time for Kelsey to hang him up.
He's washed.
He's washed, man. Do I still think he's a good tight end? Yes, but he's not what he once used to be. He's not a, you know, a 1,000-yard guy anymore. He's just, his time is up, man. And I think that this needs to be his last year because...
I wouldn't be surprised if it was.
Oh, I think this is going to be his last year, too. I just think that, you know, enjoy life, man. You know, you can focus on T-Swift in the offseason. I mean, focus on your season, your team this year.
I mean, football is like... You know, as you get older, like, your body can't take that hit.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I mean, he's 36. I think he's just turned 37, actually.
He's almost 40.
Yeah, I think he's 37. So, he just turned 37, actually, and I think it was November 5th or something. But, yeah, man, I mean.
And you know all the facts.
Yeah.
You know all the facts.
You know something.
Yeah. You know what's crazy? Jason's birthday is on October 5th. Travis's birthday is on November 5th. So.
Mine's on October 13th.
Nice to know. Nice to know. But, yeah, it's just focus on your team in the offseason, right? I'm tired of seeing Kelsey, like against the Jaguars, I forget what team it was. He dropped a wide open pass that wasn't Mahomes' fault. You remember what game I'm talking about? It was the Commanders. I remember watching the game, and I told my dad, I was like, Kelsey is so unreliable this year. He comes back and he catches a like touchdown pass. You need to be consistent, and that's where Kelsey is falling off at. He's not catching balls that he used to catch. You know, I shouldn't be seeing Kelsey drop a wide open pass and go through his fingertips and intercept it. That's not the old Kelsey I'm used to seeing. And I think the defense is a problem. I think that Spags isn't blitzing the quarterback. Now, you could say they don't have the players. Chris Jones is amazing, but besides that, they don't have anybody that's that good. Carl Lapis is good, but like Spags, like, what's the quarterback? Like, I don't know why you're going away from what's working. Like, it's just so frustrating to watch them. They shouldn't be losing to the Broncos. They shouldn't be losing to the Jaguars. Like, that's not okay. I don't care if it's the first game of the season or not. Like, that's unacceptable if you're a Chiefs fan. And, man, the Chiefs are – they're in trouble, man. It doesn't get easier from here. They got to play the Colts. They got to play the Texans. They got to play the Cowboys. Even though the Bears – if the Chiefs lose to the Cowboys, we have serious problems. Like, the Bears beat the Cowboys. Like, if the Bears can beat them, I think the Chiefs can beat them too. And but like I've told people, when you win a lot of games, a hard schedule – that comes with the cost of winning games. You're going to get a hard schedule like that. And if you're a good team, you got to be able to prove that you can beat the good teams. And, you know, it's, like I said, it's not going to be easier from here. And, man, it's time to panic about the Chiefs, man. And if you're a Chiefs fan, I have serious concerns about them because, I mean, let's be honest, Bo Nix isn't a great quarterback, but the Broncos have such a good defense. That's why they're winning games, right? I mean, Jaden, do you agree with that? Like, the reason why, just like in 2015 with Peyton Manning, their defense was so elite. That's why they went to the Super Bowl, and that's why they won a Super Bowl.
This year, Broncos?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah, defense wins championships.
Yeah. Do I think Bo Nix is good? I think he's okay.
Like, he keeps him in the game.
Defense or Bo Nix?
The defense. Keeps Bo Nix in the game.
I mean, they have a good defense coordinator. Sean Payton's obviously a proven winner at head coach, but it's...
And Patrick Sertan's hurt right now, too. And they're
they be picking on my boy Riley Moss, bro. Moss has, like, it's because he's white. That's why, bro.
8 pass interference.
But penalty. They be hating on my boy, man. Shout out Riley Moss.
They just throw the flag when they see him.
Yeah. Yo, dude, you're white. Flag. Like, bro, don't be hating on my dude. He's a baller, man. Do you see what Patrick Sertan said about him? He's a dog, man. And, man, I'm just I'm very, very disappointed in how the Chiefs played. And it's not good enough. You know, it's not. If you're a Chiefs fan... You know, you should be very, very worried about your team because I am, and it's only going to get harder from here. So,
I'm disappointed in Milwaukee Northwest.
Oh, man. My Wolves, man. I traveled to the Dome, my first time ever there. Hey, we fought our hearts out. We played hard. We didn't win, but yeah, it's our first time at the Dome, right? It's our first time ever at the Dome, and we tried our hardest, man. It wasn't easy, and, you know, I told people this. You can't score touchdowns toward the end of the game. You got to score when it matters the most, right? And I'm just so proud of how hard our team fought this year. Mike Heitland, great quarterback. Jordan Green, great receiver, junior, and Joe Vineyard. They're all coming back next year. So,
they're all coming back?
Yeah. But Isaiah Oliver's going to Iowa, though. Can't wait to see him play. Hopefully he does well. And, my Wolves took a tough loss, man. It's
Mike Heitland won Offensive Player of the Year.
5A?
Yeah.
He's a dog, man.
Jordan Green got
special teams. Yep. Yep. All those guys are coming back, man. And, I just hope that we get better next year and that we get better. And, hard loss, but you know, Liberty's a good team, right? And they're led by former NFL player Scott Chandler. So, yeah.
Is Iowa City Liberty a private school or is it public?
It's public. So it's not really in Iowa City. It's more North Liberty. But, yeah, and you know who, you know, North Liberty has to play against? Dowling Catholic. Go Iowa City Liberty. I hope you trounce Dowling. I hate Dowling with all my heart. I hope Iowa City Liberty beats them by a lot. And go Lightning. That's the only time I'm ever going to say that. You know, because I'm a diehard Northwest fan myself. I always will be. But, I mean, look forward to us next year. I'm going to tell you this. Watch us for next year. We are going to win state next year. Book it. Wolves fans, I'm going to say this right now. We are going to win state. I just believe in us, man. I mean, we have everybody pretty much coming back. And shout out my brother, too. Getting honorable mention, All-State. Number 29, Charlie Hemmer. Proud of you, man. You work hard every single day, and it's only going up from here. And, yeah, man, we did lose to Waukee this year, unfortunately. But we're not going to really talk about that. I'm still kind of getting over that loss. Eventually, I will. But, yeah, it was hard. It was the Waukee loss was probably harder than this game, just because, you know, it was Waukee, right? And, so yeah, it was hard, but yeah, man. I
lost.
What?
You know who else lost?
Iowa.
The Hawkeyes.
Oh my, bro. Why would Kirk not review that Caden Wiegen play, bro? I don't understand. Wiegen's foot was in 100%. I've seen photos of it. His foot was in. Why would you not review that, bro? And like this Iowa team, they can't beat a good team. They can't. Right? They're not built to beat a good team. And I've been telling people this. Iowa should have not been ranked in the beginning to begin with, right? They haven't beaten one good team this year. Their best win was against Penn State and Iowa State. Like, those teams aren't even ranked anymore. Like, when are we ever gonna change our coach? When are we ever gonna realize that 8-4 is not good enough, right? Winning 8 games a year is not good enough. At Iowa football, Kirk's been there for 27 years. The game is passing by, and Kirk needs to go, man. I love him. He served his time, just like with Fran, but it's not going to change, man. I'm tired of winning 8 games every single year. Like, are you tired of winning 8 games every year?
Like, I feel like they should win 10 at least.
They should be, but it's not good enough, right? And it's frustrating to see them year after year after year after year, the same expectations every single year, and it's not going to change. As long as Kirk is there, it's not going to change. We want it to change. It's not going to. And, you know, Iowa could have a 5-star recruit and a quarterback and things would not change. But tough loss against USC. Bro, we were dominating in the first half and then we just take our foot off. What does Kirk do? Gets conservative like he always does and takes his foot off the pedal and we lose because of it. And I told people this. I'm like, at what point does Iowa realize that Kirk needs to leave? We need to fire Kirk. And It's not good enough. We can't blow. We were up 21-7, and we just come out and we get flat. And how about Mark Gronowski scoring a touchdown? He had a rushing touchdown, a passing touchdown, and he had a receiving touchdown too. I don't think I've ever seen that before from him. But yeah, it's like I've said, it's not good enough. And I'm tired of winning 8 games every single year. We need a change, and it's time for a change. And Kirk, I love you to death, man. But you know, I question your coaching sometimes, man. And you can't win a national championship playing conservative. I mean, in this day and age of college football, you just can't, right? The world we live in, you can't be conservative. You got to take advantage of every single opportunity that teams give you. And Kirk just doesn't do that. And I'm tired of it every single year, and it's not going to change. And I want it to change, but until we fire Kirk, it won't. So tough loss for Iowa. Michigan State this Saturday at 2:30. I'll
Michigan State.
Yep. I will be in attendance. Will you be in attendance?
Yeah.
You will?
Last home game?
Yep, home game. I'll be in attendance for that game. And another hard loss. My Kansas Jayhawks lost to Duke University Blue Devils yesterday. And unfortunately, I did not watch all the game because I was watching Iowa destroy Southeast Missouri. By the way, Ben McCollum, like I've said, great coach, man.
From Kansas?
No, but I'm a Kansas fan because my dad's friend was a Kansas fan, and my dad has followed Kansas, so I'm just a Kansas basketball fan. That's all I like, just Kansas basketball. But man, it was hard. I didn't watch all the game. I probably started watching it with 7 minutes left in the second half, and we couldn't take advantage. Right, Duke would score, we would score.
This is basketball, right?
Yeah, and we couldn't take advantage. Duke would miss a shot, and then we would go down there. We couldn't take advantage, and not having Darren Peterson is
what happened.
It's hurtful. Apparently, he's hurt, but I really don't believe that. I think he realized that he doesn't have a good team around him, so he just wants to sit out and like.
He's gonna transfer.
he won't transfer, but it's like, remember what Kyrie did in 2011 with Duke? I'm going to play like a couple games. I think that's what he's going to do. But yeah, man, it's it was a hard loss. Did I expect Kansas to win this game? No. I mean, I really didn't. At least it was close, right? At least we didn't lose by 20. I'm glad that we kept it close, but Kansas got a lot of work to do, man. And it's, I think Bill Self's years are winding down. I think that, you know, this might be it for Kansas basketball, right? And, you know, it's, we really haven't had that dominant center that we've had in the past few years, like Udoka Azubuki or Hunter Dickinson or Cole Aldridge or, you know, all those guys. And but yeah, man, it's very, very frustrating, you know. But I hope that you know, we play Notre Dame next on the 24th. It's at 2:30. Hopefully we get a bounce back win there. And yeah, man, how about those Iowa Hawkeyes last night? You didn't watch any of it?
I watched like the first half, maybe.
What are your thoughts? Bennett Sturts.
I think they might be dangerous in March.
Bro, Madness. Bennett Sturts is a baller, man. That dude's
ranked yet?
They should be. If they beat a ranked team, they will be ranked. But yeah, man, what are your thoughts on the Iowa game? Did you watch the Iowa game?
Basketball?
Yeah.
I did not. I was busy.
I'm an Iowa fan. Always will be. We hired a new coach this year. Ben McCollum came over from Drake. And man, what have I been telling you? Ben McCollum is such a great hire. He's already 4-0. Fran wasn't even 4-0 in his first year. Like, Ben McCollum is changing the culture of Iowa basketball, right? Do you see what he does after every single game? He goes up to the fans and high-fives them. Like, that just shows you, like, how much he's bought in Iowa basketball. That just shows you how much he cares about this school. And you know why? Because he grew up a fan of the school, right? He grew up going to Iowa games, and he can relate to the fans. And I love this. I love Iowa hiring him so much. And it was just such a great game yesterday. And we got a good victory, Southeast Missouri State. We play Chicago State tomorrow night back at Carver Hawkeye Arena. I think it's at 7:00. Hopefully the men can trounce on them and be 5-0. And I cannot wait for this basketball season. It's going to be really, really fun. And yeah, man, what?
Good luck to you guys.
Thank you, man. And man,
I'm a
Bulls
fan.
Hopefully we beat you guys this year. Hopefully we beat you guys.
I don't think it's going to happen.
You don't think Iowa? I think Iowa can beat Iowa State.
They have a chance, but I think Iowa State's better.
You think Iowa State's better? I mean, just because they're ranked doesn't mean they're better. But
no, I think they're just better. Like they're more,
we'll see.
They're a more round team.
We'll see. So what are your thoughts?
That though, like Drake is kind of sucks though. Like.
Like I've said, they lost all their players and their coach to Iowa. So it takes time for this stuff to
the Iowa Bulldogs here.
but like I said, it takes time for it's get going, right? Eric Henderson had to bring in a whole new staff from last year, right? Compared to Ben McCollum, where he brought in his whole new staff to Iowa, and it's going to take time, right? It's going to take time for this team to get going and to get used to each other's games. And speaking of that, what are your thoughts on Iowa State this year? Have you watched any games, and what are your thoughts on the team this year, Chance?
I feel like we're doing up and down. We did have a losing period. Well, we played good.
I'm talking about this year.
Iowa.
No, Iowa State.
Iowa State. I thought we were talking about Iowa.
No. I'm talking about Iowa State.
I feel like Cyclones have had a pretty good year. I will say we've had.
Crazy. Lipsy's already a senior already.
Yeah. It's
crazy. Have you seen the scores of the game?
Have you seen the scores of the Iowa games?
They haven't.
Well, okay. Like, what are the scores?
Neither of them have played anyone yet, though. Like
Iowa beat Xavier. Mm-hmm. But Xavier's not a ranked. Okay. Tell me what the scores are.
Iowa State, 88-50, 102-62, 96-80, 96-57.
Okay, first game, who are they playing against?
FDU.
Oh, that's the team that beat Purdue.
Yeah, you know FDU.
All right, second game, who are they
Grambling.
Playing? Oh.
Mississippi State.
Okay, that's not a ranked team. That's a solid team.
They play San.
Wait, you said they beat Mississippi State 101-62?
Yeah.
They
play St. John's, though.
Rick Pitino. Great coach, man.
That's a real game.
You know what's crazy? Rick Pitino is going to be coaching against his son this year in the Big East Conference twice every year. Can you imagine that? Yo, Dad, man, I'm going up against your team, man. Can you imagine how weird that'd be, like coaching against your son? Because Richard Pitino, his son, is at Xavier now, and Rick Pitino is at St. John's. Don't you think that's a little weird, like coaching against your son? Like
I'm just going to dominate him every game.
Yeah, like that's your son.
That's just like extra fuel.
Yeah, I mean. But yeah, man. So go on. What you're saying about Iowa State and your thoughts on?
We're talking football or basketball.
We can do both. We can do both.
I haven't really started watching basketball season yet, but I probably will. But I'll say football season. We've had a pretty good season. I will say a couple games there we played good, and then the other team came back, which I guess we couldn't capitalize. But I was at the Arizona State game. We played well. I didn't expect Arizona to be that good.
Jeff Sims, man. Jeff Sims.
They didn't even have their quarterback.
Bro, you lost to Jeff Sims, a backup quarterback.
I know. And we fought hard for the game, but we just couldn't pull it off. But I will say, like, there were a couple penalties I didn't agree with.
Okay, here's one thing. Do you think Matt Campbell is the next head coach for the Penn State Nittany Lions?
Say that again.
Do you think Matt Campbell will become the next head coach for the Penn State Nittany Lions? There are rumors that he wants to go there. I don't think he'll go there, but I want to get your perspective on it.
He's been in Iowa for a while.
He's been Iowa State since, 2016, I think?
Almost
that was
10 years. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if he
went. Wait, is it 2015 or 2016? I think it's 2016 was his first. Yeah, I think it's 20. It's either one of them.
In between.
Yes, it's 2015 or 2016, but
I will say that he has been there for a very long time. He has been a great coach, you know, for Iowa State and other things in general. But I will say, like, if he does go, I will be happy wherever he goes, and he will always have a home back in Iowa.
I don't think he will, but, I mean, I've seen crazier things. Who would have thought Bill Belichick could be at North – 70-year-old Bill Belichick could be at North Carolina coaching? Like, nobody thought of that. I've seen crazier things, but, yeah, man. Man, Rocco Becht is already a junior, man.
He's pretty good. I mean,
I'm gonna be honest with you. If Hunter Deckers didn't do all that gambling stuff, Rocco Becht wouldn't even be starting. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's just reality of it. I'm not hating on the dude. I'm just saying that that's the reality of it. Is that if Hunter Deckers didn't, I feel like that kind of damaged his career. Like all the gambling stuff just kind of like did. Because then he went to Iowa Western and he did good. And then he, you know, if he would have stayed at Iowa State, he would have done even better. But that gambling stuff, it's just kind of derailed. You can't do that stuff, man. And it's, you know, and I think, did you see the law where they can now, like, bet on, like, pro sports? Like, you should be able to do that. As long as it's not on your own team, that's fine with me. I have no problem with that at all. I really don't.
Yeah, I don't either.
Like, you should be able to bet on pro sports teams. There's no problem with that at all. As long as it's not on your own team or your own university, I have no problem with that at all. No problem.
Yeah.
Yep. So what are your thoughts on just the overall, complexity of this team? Like, what makes this team like good from, or what is your favorite Iowa State team that you've ever seen come through?
I liked it when it was with like Brock Purdy, or I can't remember all the quarterbacks.
Breece Hall was there.
I like David Montgomery.
Yeah, DeMont, former Bears player actually.
But I really liked
Alan Lazard, Chase Allen, Charlie Kohler.
I thought Iowa State, I can't remember which year, but one of these, it wasn't too long ago, was pretty good. And
didn't they play against Drake one year and they almost lost?
I don't know.
It was like 2018. You guys played against Drake. I don't know why you guys were playing them in the first place, but yeah, man.
Who plays against Drake?
No, you guys did 2018.
We did.
Yeah, you barely beat him in the snow weather. But so who's your favorite Iowa State player of all time?
I don't know really.
Brock Purdy.
I like Brock Purdy, but I can't remember his name. He was like running back or something.
Keen Nwangu.
Yeah. Yep.
Do you think Brock Purdy's a system quarterback?
Kind of.
I think he is.
He was good until he's kind of like McCarthy.
I mean, look how good Mac Jones is doing. Let me say that one more time. Mac Jones is doing good in the Kyle Shanahan system. I mean, quarterbacks are meant to do well. Yeah, the exception being Trey Lance, but he wasn't really given a shot. He had two games and then they just let him go. Like, it's just, he wasn't given a full season to like show what he could do.
I will say Brock Purdy, I feel like, I can't remember what year he started playing. It was either,
he was on the team from 2018 to 2021. And he started from 2019 to 2021.
So he started with 49ers in 2019?
No. So he was at Iowa State from 2018 to 2021. And he got drafted in 2022, mm-hmm. And then he started in 2022 when was he with Jimmy G? I don't know if he was.
Yeah, Jimmy G got hurt, and then they had to put Brock Purdy in.
No, then it was Trey Lance. I remember the Bears playing against the 49ers, and Trey Lance was playing.
So Jimmy G got hurt, and then they put Trey Lance in, but then Trey Lance got hurt.
So he honestly kind of got lucky. Yep. But look how good Mac Jones is doing with Shanahan, bro. Like, I hate those 49ers fans to say, Brock Purdy's, I don't even think Brock Purdy's a top 10 quarterback in the NFL. I don't even think he's top 20. I just think he's,
after that Super Bowl loss, I feel like that he just kind of like,
he just has a good team around him. He has Kittle, CMC, Juwan Jennings. I mean, great offensive line, and a good coach too, like Shanahan, and a QB guru. And so yeah, what are your I guess what are your like thoughts on like the college football just in general this year? Like, what are your?
I mean, we've had good games.
Just no, I'm talking about just like college football, like other teams besides Iowa State. But you can talk about Iowa State too if you want to.
I usually don't watch other teams, but I've seen other like amazing games. Like my dad's, for some reason, he grew up in Minnesota, but he's a Nebraska fan.
Ooh,
we don't like Nebraska here in Iowa.
I hate Nebraska. Don't Patrick Mahomes is wannabe. He's nothing like him. Don't speaking of him, he's out for the year. So I'm hopefully Iowa can.
His brother just decommitted.
I saw that too. Dayton, yeah, that is maybe that says something. Maybe he's going to transfer from Nebraska. I don't know, but
he's going to Iowa.
He's not. Going to, he's not going to Iowa, bro. But yeah, like. Keep going like what you were saying.
I lost track, but I don't really know how like bowl games look like right now, but we're kind of getting to the end of college season. Crazy. So I'm excited to see. I can't believe how fast that went.
I can't believe it either. Like, I was at the first Iowa game this year, and it's just so crazy how fast the season has gone. And before you know it, man, the NFL season is flying by.
Well,
so quick.
I mean, if you think about it, we only have like 4.5 months till like Super Bowl.
Crazy. Wait, no, crazy. December, January, 3 months.
3 months, crazy. Yeah, 3 months, my bad.
Dude, if you blink your eye and you're already in week 11, like, dude, how? Like, it's just...
I'm excited to see who's, like, first-round playoffs and who...
If I were to give you my Super Bowl prediction right now, I don't think the Chiefs are going to be in there. No, I think I think the
unless they pull it off.
I don't know if the Broncos can win it, though. Like, I don't know if their defense is... Their offense is going to have to show up in those games, though. Their defense is carrying them so much. I think Patriots could be up there with Drake May, the way
I'm not going to lie, the Rams look scary.
37-year-old Stafford still got it. Matthew Stafford still got it. And
he's 37 years
old? Yep.
Damn.
2009, first overall pick from the Detroit Lions from the University of Georgia Bulldogs.
Do you believe in the Bears?
Okay, here's the thing. If we fix up our defense, I've been telling people this. We are one good edge rusher away. We are one superstar. We are one good Max Crosby, Myles Garrett, Trey Hendrickson.
Khalil Mack, back in his day.
Yeah, if we're one of those good players away from Super Bowl contending. And C.J. Gardner-Johnson is a good addition. And we have some good defensive linemen, but our offense has been carrying us so much. And I don't know if I believe in them. I have to see them beat an elite team. Are the Vikings an elite team? No. Not hating on their team, but Vikings aren't an elite team. And
would you call the Eagles one? They play the Eagles.
Tush pushing 100 times does not make you elite. They need to ban the tush push, bro. Let me say this one more time. The 2-9 Giants beat the Eagles, and I don't care if they had Malik Nabers and Jackson Dart and all those in Scottie. I don't care. They still beat them. If the 2-9 Giants can beat them, I think the Bears can beat them too. And I swear to God, if all the Eagles do is just do the tush push, bro, I'm going to be so mad.
You can do it all game.
Like, that's what makes Jalen Hurts a good quarterback. I hate when people say he's a good quarterback. Jalen Hurts is not a good quarterback. Jalen Hurts is literally the most overrated quarterback in the league.
He's a good running back.
I think he's had a better year than Saquon running the ball. I really do. I think Saquon has a Madden curse. I think do you believe in the Madden curse?
Manning curse?
No, Madden. So like, Madden. If you're on the cover of like Madden, yeah, then like the next season, like you're gonna struggle, you're gonna get hurt, or like do you believe in that?
I don't really know. I mean, somewhat, but I mean,
I think it's a real thing.
It's a real thing.
It is a real thing. Because the year Mahomes was on it, remember he got like hurt or something, and then he came back. This year, Saquon's having it. I think Saquon had a down year last year too. And what are your thoughts on Saquon? He's a good running back, or
he's a good running back. I like Saquon Barkley.
The Giants made a huge mistake in that franchise tagging him. Who did they franchise instead? Daniel Jones. Daniel Jones. Who?
I seen a meme the other day, and it was like talking about a happy meal. It said, it makes someone happy, and Daniel Jones was like, makes you unhappy.
Bro, Daniel Jones looks like the most weirdest, awkward dude ever, bro. He just sits there like this, like with his eyes open like this, like really big. And he just looks creepy to me, like Daniel Jones. Yeah, look at that dude. Look at this dude, bro. Look at that dude. Do you want to bring that dude home to your daughter, bro? Like, is that the dude who yo, mom, look at my date, bro. Hey, guys, I'm Daniel. Like, how are you guys doing? Like, bro, get out of my house, bro. I don't
knock on your doorstep at like 3 a.m. Would you let him in?
No. I'd be like, get away from me, bro. Who are you? But yeah, like, the dumbest decision the Giants ever made was not franchise tagging Saquon. And the Eagles have the best offensive line in football. Like, people say, Saquon, like, do I think he's good? I think he's okay. I don't think he's that good. Like, You know, you want to know why he had the monster season he did last year? Because it was O-line. Like, every single one of his O-linemen are like Pro Bowlers. And you could put any off, you could put a fourth string running back on the Colts on that team and they'd be good. Like, I'm tired of people saying that Jalen Hurts is a good quarterback and Saquon's good. I think Saquon's good. I don't think he's elite. Like, do you think Saquon's good or elite? Like, what do you?
He's good. He's like above average. I wouldn't take him above like Derrick Henry.
Oh no, 100%. I think Derrick Henry's the best running back in the league.
Or like Jonathan Taylor.
I think what are your top 10 running backs
right now?
I have Derrick Henry 1. I think Jonathan Taylor is up there. This is in no order. I'm just naming guys. Derrick Henry, Jonathan Taylor, Bijan's got to be up there. I think Aaron Jones is maybe up there. Josh Jacobs, as much as I hate the Packers, has got to be up there. You got to count Montgomery and Gibbs up there. And then who else we got? I don't really know any other good, like, I'm trying to think of, like, other good, like, do you do fantasy football at all?
I used to. I don't do it anymore.
You don't? Why did you quit? You just don't want to, like...
Well, part of the reason is I kept losing and tired of it.
That's how it goes.
Bro, there are people that have, like, how can you have up to 26 leagues, bro? Like, how do you even manage that much? Like,
and I played against my family, so one of them would always take the good picks, and she would always win.
Yeah.
I got tired of it.
You know what's crazy? So... me and my dad had a fantasy team, right? We had Stephon Diggs on our team. I think I've already told you this. We had Stephon Diggs on our work team, and this is the game where DeMar Hamlin literally collapsed. We needed Saquon to have, like, one touchdown or, like, two receptions or something. This dude, DeMar Hamlin, had to get hurt. The one game we were supposed to win something, he has to do that, bro. I don't wish for that to happen to anybody, but, like, bro, come on, bro. Like, why that game? Like, we were about to win a crap ton of money, and then you had to have that happen that day, bro. Like, why, bro? Like, come on, man. Like, you cost us so much money. Like, it's
that,
just...
That was scary to watch.
It was. I don't want that to happen to anybody, but, like, dude, like, at the same time, like, bro, like, why couldn't that not happen, like, the game before that, bro? Like, and me and my dad had to split the money. I was like, dang it, we could have won so much money instead of having to split the money with another dude. But, yeah, man, we just usually do a fantasy team through my dad's work. You know, we usually just do that. I don't worry, like you said, fantasy football is hard. Like, it's hard to manage, like, switch your lineups every single week. Like, it's just, it's hard. I don't think,
it's
difficult.
Have other things going on, like,
yes.
For example, work, and you just forget
about it. Yeah, you forget about it, and,
Speaking of work, do you remember that one night with that one?
Oh, God, here we go. Well, here we go again. Okay, what'd you say?
So, do you remember that when it was like, I don't know, when me and you first started working there, and one of the kids was like trying to make a bale with the box crusher, and instead of making the bale, boxes went all over the place.
Oh, yes, Graham?
Yep.
Oh, shout out Graham, man. Graham's, is Graham still working there?
Yeah, I can't say what happened. He just left. Let's just say that.
Good, Graham. I'm glad you left, man. Because that place is, man. But shout out you, Graham. You're a legend, man. I Graham was my dog when I worked there, man. The guy I would talk to was Graham. That dude is like,
yeah, cool. Shout out Graham,
man. That one mistake that you and then he got mad at everybody else. I'm like,
I remember you come back here and you were like, what?
What is going on, bro? Graham, what did you do? Yeah, man.
I don't know what happened, but that was...
It was a mistake.
It wasn't
funny, but it was funny at the same time. But it's like, bro, how do you not know what you're doing, bro? Like, yeah, man, it was...
That was crazy.
That was
like a long time ago, too.
That was like 20... I don't even remember when that was. That was like 2023, I think.
Yeah, 2023.
Because I worked there for like 2 years, and mm-hmm. Yeah, man, it was... I don't know, man. It was
a fun time. Job right now?
I actually applied for a job at the
Trail Point.
Yeah, for the DMAC Trail Point, hoping to get a job there. And
for what, like?
Like working at the like
the counter
board for like scoreboard for like basketball games and stuff like that. Yeah, I'm trying to do that. So, and I'm also trying to get a job at CISN TV. You know,
Jayden, do you have a job?
Yeah, I work at IV.
Which one? The one in Des Moines?
Yeah, I'm okay.
There's like 1,000 IVs. I don't even know which one.
If you know, you know.
Not going to lie, I think Fairway is kind of better because, like,
we have better meat, though.
I mean, here's the thing. You know how at Hy-Vee you can just, like, push your cart into that thing outside? Fairway doesn't have that. So we had to go all the way outside. We had to push the cart in, and then we just had that's the one thing at a fairway that annoyed me, is that we had to do that.
I mean, you get to meet people. I like meeting people and stuff, so, like,
but you know what the worst thing is? When people ask for paper bags, bro. I hate that. You know what else my biggest pet peeve is? Is somebody they would come up to me and they'd ask, like, where's something at? And they're literally sitting right in front of it. It's like, bro, do you not see where this is at, bro? Like, look at the aisle stuff. Like, it's just like, yeah, those are some good memories, man. Did you watch the Iowa women game, actually, against you and I? Did you see any of that?
No. I watched them against Drake.
They look good, man. Taylor McCabe played against her sister, Peyton McCabe. And what were your reactions from that game? What do you take away from that?
I think they're a really dominant team.
I mean, you got to realize it is Drake. Yeah. So
they really haven't played like the men's team. Yeah.
They play Baylor on Thursday. It's going to be a real test for them.
Like, they need to play someone for me to, like.
I mean, Iowa did play against Xavier, but Xavier's not a ranked team. So, like, you know, but yeah, I think Iowa looked good against Drake. I didn't get to watch the UNI game because, you know, I was watching my Bears beat the Vikings. And, I have no hate. No hate on the Vikings. I was just saying, you know, the team we were playing against, I have no hate. No hate at all. But, yeah.
No, I don't the Bears either. Just give
yeah, time. Yeah, yeah. It's all good. But, Iowa played well against Drake. I thought they shot the ball well. And I think Iowa needs to work on rebounding. I really do. I think that they don't have. Ava Hyden. Shout out to Ava Hyden, man. Have you seen Ava Hyden play? She's a dog. She's a beast, man. So is Taylor McCabe. Ava Hyden, I think, is the next, like, Megan Gustafson, like, Monica Sinano type player. Like, I think she's that good of a player. And I think Stolke, can you believe Stolke's a senior already, man? It's crazy, man. And I think Iowa look good against Drake. And it'll be interesting to see how they play against Baylor. And, Cal Raleigh, man. He got robbed for the MVP award. I've been telling you, he needs to win it this year. I think Aaron Judge is a great player, but I don't think he deserved to win MVP this year. Kyle Raleigh had more home runs, more RBIs, better batting average. Explain to me why he didn't win MVP. It's messed up, man. It's messed up. It really is. And if Kyle Raleigh was on the Yankees, he would have won it unanimously. Not even a question. It's just. What are your thoughts on that? Like,
I think it's just like popularity.
It is because it's on the Yankees. That's why. Like, it's just so stupid, man. Like, I don't know why he won it, and it was a mistake. And it's unfortunate, man. But it's speaking of that, the Cubs. Did you see the Cubs are bringing back Shota Umaga?
They are.
Yeah, he accepted the qualifying offer, and unfortunately, we lost Kyle Tucker, which is huge, because Kyle Tucker was a big part of our lineup last year, and I'm very disappointed that he's going to leave because he was a great player, and I wish that we would have extended him because he's a tremendous baseball player and helped the Cubs win a lot of games, and we've been... You a big Adam Sandler fan at all? I just want to know all this stuff. You a big Adam Sandler fan?
Adam Sandler?
Yeah.
I mean, he's funny.
Well, what are your top five favorite movies of his?
Oh, that's a hard question right there.
That's a lot.
I like the Marvel movies.
No, Adam Sandler. He doesn't do Marvel. Like Big Daddy, Happy Gilmore.
I like Happy Gilmore.
Obviously, you got to.
Was he in Adults?
Grown-ups. I love Grown-ups. Grown-ups is so hilarious. That's like the movie like where all of his friends, like Rob Snyder, Spade, Kevin James, Kevin Nealon, all those guys are in it. But keep going.
I mean, I like Grown Ups, but...
Obviously. I'm
trying to think of other movies.
Billy Madison, Happy Gilmore, Waterboy, Big Daddy, Anger Management, I Now Pronounce You Chuck and Larry.
I've only watched a couple movies.
Mr. Deeds.
The thing with me with movies is I have a very, like, short attention span, so if it's not, like, action-packed right away,
The Longest Yard is a good football movie.
I've seen I can't remember what it was. It was, like, from, like... the 90s or something about football.
Was it,
I can't remember what year it was from.
Do you remember what the title of it was?
No.
Okay. Mine's got to be Happy Gilmore, Billy Madison. New Happy Gilmore sucks, bro. Like, no offense, Adam Sandler, I love you, you're a good actor, but, like, his movies now are just not that good. I think that his storylines are just messed up, didn't make any sense. Like, how does your wife just die all of a sudden? Like, she's just like, it doesn't make any sense. Like, it really doesn't. Like, she got hit in the head with the golf ball. Like, bro, like, that doesn't make any sense to me at all. Like, it's just, I don't know, man. It's weird. And, I just, I like Adam Sandler. He's a good actor, but
Hustle?
Yeah, he is with Anthony Edwards and Juancho Horton on who? Gomez. That movie's fine. I mean, I've seen it. It's fine. And
have you seen the scene from Grown Ups at the end? They're fighting like those frat kids and stuff.
Oh yeah, no one disrespects our frat.
Yeah.
What does the matter, Lenny? But yeah, man.
He's a good actor.
Who are your favorite actors that you like? You like Jim Carrey at all? Or
I like Jim Carrey. I really like Keanu Reeves.
Keanu Reeves, John Wick.
Mm-hmm.
But, what about?
I like Chris Pratt. I like
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, I like Arnold.
It's not a tumor. You know Chris Pratt's a son-in-law.
Really, mm-hmm. Arnold Schwarzenegger?
His mm-hmm. son-in-law?
Yeah, Chris Pratt is married to Arnold Schwarzenegger's daughter.
It's crazy.
Yep. What about
Johnny Depp?
Yeah, he's bro. Johnny Depp plays the weird guy in every single movie. Like, I don't think I know one movie where he doesn't play the weird, creepy guy. And he wears a crap ton of makeup, bro. Like, honestly, like, he's a good... Shout out Johnny Depp, man. Won that case was... yeah, man, and great actor for sure. I used to get terrified when I used... Bro, Willy Wonka in the Chocolate Factory with Johnny Depp freaked the crap out of me. He's like this dude that, like, wears a crap ton of makeup and, like... Yeah, man, he...
Lex Luthor plays a pretty good evil character.
Like, how about...
I think that's...
You've seen the Batman trilogy with Christopher...
Nolan?
Yeah.
I have not. I have to watch that still.
You haven't seen that?
I'm not a big DC guy, but...
Have you seen the Dark Knight?
Nah.
You do need to go home and watch Dark Knight.
I'll do that.
Heath Ledger, you know who that is?
Yeah, I know
who he is. He plays Joker. Great movie. It's long. It's like 2 hours and like 30-something minutes, but it's a good movie. You need to go home and that's what you need to do is watch. There's three in order. It's Batman Begins, The Dark Knight, and The Dark Knight Rises. Now you're good. You just got to go home, you got to watch it, and you got to enjoy it because it's really fun.
Put
and
some popcorn and
put some popcorn in and watch it and just enjoy it, man. It's long. They are long movies, but I think the last one is 2 hours and like 52 minutes. I think I made a rule about this. If a movie is past like 2 hours and like 20 minutes, I don't want to watch it.
Did you watch the F1 movie?
I did. I went with my cousin, actually, in Texas, and it was fine. It wasn't, like, that good, but it was fine.
It was all right.
I thought Brad Pitt did a good job. And So, Jaden, how are your Lakers doing, man? How are you guys?
They're doing great. LeBron's back.
Bron, the year 23, LeBron crazy. James. Do you think he's the NBA GOAT?
Who?
LeBron.
I mean, somewhat. I think Michael Jordan was.
I think we should like have a different title, like for GOAT. It should be like greatest of their era. You know what I'm saying?
But like
greatest of his time.
But there has to be a greatest of all time.
But like it's hard to compare.
Why? Because MJ actually played in an era where they actually played defense.
No, it's like different times.
Jordan had to go up against the Pistons. He had to go up against Magic Johnson. He had to go up against Karl Malone twice. He had to go up against Gary Payton, and he never lost the finals.
All right, you ready? He had to go against the Super Team Warriors, KD, Steph.
And he lost.
Yep. But it's like the Avengers.
But Bulls would have beat that team.
Literally the Avengers. He literally ran the East. Ran the East for 10 years.
But how many rings does he have?
Four.
But how many has he been to?
He went to 10.
So MJ went to 6.
He went to 10.
I don't know, but did he win 10?
He went to 10. Though.
But did he win them?
Nah, he didn't. He won 4.
MJ went to 6 and never lost any. And he could have won more if he didn't go play baseball.
Yeah, but he was tired.
I mean, MJ's better, man.
Like, I don't think so.
I think, no hate, I think Kobe's better than LeBron.
Rest in peace, Kobe.
Yeah, rest in peace. Dude, this January is going to be 6 years since he died. That's 6 years. I always remember where I was. I was at my house, actually. I was watching the NFL Pro Bowl, and I, like, on my phone, I saw that there was an alert that Kobe, I thought it said Conan O'Brien at first. I was like, wait, what? And I look at it, it said Kobe Bryant. I was like, is this fake? Like, someone's got to be playing a joke on me. Like, ESPN, I thought it was a joke. And then, actually, at the NFL Pro Bowl, at halftime, they said that Kobe Bryant has died. And you know what's crazy is that his wife even told him not to go out that day. And the weather conditions were bad. Kobe, maybe you should have listened to your wife, buddy. Like,
and the fact that his daughter died with him, too. Like,
that's Gianna, rest in peace, man.
I can't imagine what like
it's, the whole thing went through. Like, it's just so sad, man. And 6 years. It's going to be 6 years this January.
Been 6 years, too, since like
it's been
quarantine, too.
Crazy, man. It's just...
I remember I was at Hoover still when that happened. I was in the process.
When Kobe died?
Yeah, I was. Remember I went to Hoover that day after school, and everyone was like...
So you know what's crazy? So
everyone talked about that.
So my birthday is actually in March, and, you know, Waukee, when we were still one school, Waukee.
Yep.
we were playing this state basketball, I think, semifinal, and nobody was there. And it was around my birthday, because my birthday is during spring break on March 13th. And we were watching the game, and I was like, what?
I remember March 13th, the day that that COVID, like,
because I went to Waukee Middle School. You know where that is? Like, right by Waukee High School. Yep, I went there. So it was like around March, and me and my family, we were outside my birthday, and we were watching the Waukee game, and I was like, why is there nobody there? Like, and then, you know, the next day they said, okay, like, we knew that like COVID was a thing. We didn't know it'd be this bad. And then, man, COVID felt like 7 years, to be honest with you, bro. Like, I felt like I was locked in my room for like 7 years. I'm not lying to you. Like, you couldn't do anything. You couldn't go places. Like, because we were supposed to go to Florida in March for my birthday. And because we do that pretty much every year, and we didn't do that, and to go visit my grandparents, and we didn't do that in 2020, because I remember I listened through my parents' door. I went upstairs and they were talking about it. I had the door shut, and I put my ear in through like the door, and I was listening to see if they were going to say yes. And unfortunately, they said no, which was a good decision, because it would have been bad flying. It just would have been really bad. And
I remember when I was playing best buddies basketball at Hoover, mm-hmm. We were supposed to play a tournament game.
Yeah.
Like, against, it was Roosevelt. I played Roosevelt. I think I did play Dowling. And then we played Lincoln, and then we played North.
Oh, me and Jaden did this thing the other day. The biggest Des Moines high schools. Remember that? Mm-hmm. Can you name them in order?
Like,
can you name them in order?
There's five of them. Order.
It's North.
Nope.
Oh. Trying to think of all the high schools.
No, like biggest, like in terms of, are we doing enrollment or like enrollment?
No, his was different.
I think
his
it's like
just the best.
I think it's enrollment.
Yeah.
Or, I think, what was the order? I forget what it was, but keep guessing. We'll let you go first, and then we'll correct you here.
Remind me what it is again.
Oh no, you have to guess first, and then we'll tell you what it is.
East.
Is he? No, East is not number one. I honestly forget this list, but I think I know who's first. You got East. No, this isn't the order. I'm naming the schools. North, Hoover, Lincoln. Okay, Roosevelt, Hoover, Lincoln.
North. You got East already, right?
East, Hoover, Lincoln, Roosevelt, North.
I'm going to have to go with Roosevelt. Is that right?
Isn't that right? Roosevelt's number one. All right, Roosevelt's number one. I knew that. Shout out Roosevelt.
I knew a couple of people that went to Roosevelt.
You do?
Yep.
All right, who's number two? Guess number two.
Number two's got to be Lincoln, because I played at Lincoln, and that's a huge...
My uncle went to Lincoln, actually, so yeah.
It's a nice stadium.
Yeah, it is. It's like beat. It's kind of like old, but it's like... Is Lincoln number two?
I think
I remember Lincoln being two.
I don't know where he got that list from.
I forget the order, but I think it goes Roosevelt, Lincoln... No, I think it's actually Roosevelt, Hoover, Lincoln, North.
Hoover's a pretty big school if you think about it, because it's connected to Meredith, too.
Yeah, it is. What elementary school did you go to?
What's up?
You know Edmonds and Monroe?
I don't.
Definitely. You know Edmonds and Monroe?
I went to Monroe.
You did?
Yeah.
Do you know Boyz II Men, the program?
Mm-hmm.
How do you know Boyz II Men, the program? John Hawkins, you know him?
Who?
John Hawkins, he like runs it?
I have no idea.
Did you know some of the guys in Boyz II Men?
I had some friends that went there.
Like who? Like, who were some of your friends that...
I don't know their names.
You want to hear a crazy story? So my dad knows the guy that like runs the Boyz II Men and stuff, and I've been helping out Boyz II Men forever, man. And I might have actually saw you a couple times, actually. So you went to Edmonds, you said?
Monroe.
Monroe's that's the one like right by all the trees and stuff. Like that's a good school. It really is. And shout out Boyz II Men, great program. They got good things going, and so going back to the COVID thing, like, I was in, because then we had to go online, like, for like our school. It was terrible.
I almost failed.
Our teachers would get mad at us. I'm like, bro, what are you gonna do? Like, Jesus, like, my cousin had this teacher that, like, told him, like, you can't wear pajamas and stuff, or like lay in your bed. I'm like,
you can't wear
what? No, she said, like, you can't like lay in your bed, like, or stuff, like when you're on your meat or something. That's what I kept saying. I was like, bro, you should just tell her, like, what are you gonna do about it? Like, how about you climb through your screen here and come make me, like, bro, like. But yeah, it's just you. Like, you shouldn't have any rules at all. Let us do what we want. As long as we're logged on, who cares?
You know what I did a couple times?
What?
I would act like I logged on. I turned my camera on. I just had the class, and I was playing, like, Fortnite or something.
Bro, that's what a lot of kids do, too, bro. Yeah. They didn't even care. They were just... I
wasn't even logged. I just logged into the meeting, and then I just went on.
Yeah, bro. And then your teacher's crying to put your face thing on.
I was playing Prime Fortnite at that time.
And then the teacher would ask for your opinion.
I would just type in chat. I'm like, sorry, my camera's not working.
Sorry, guys, I'm lagging here. I gotta go play some Fortnite with my guys.
Did you ever have people's mics just like randomly come on?
And oh, yeah.
Super loud?
Yo, bro, you got a mic?
Or like they would join and they didn't know that they were unmuted.
And then when people say that, that makes me not even want to talk to you anymore, bro. Like, get away from me. Like, yo, bro, hey, yo, you got a mic? Bro, stop talking to me.
I remember one time somebody fell. Like,
oh, yeah. You can hear you can hear kids eating stuff.
Somebody like fell, and then all of a sudden I just heard like crying.
Yeah.
And then like it just progressively just got louder and louder and louder until the teacher had to go on mute. And then like a couple seconds later in class, it like came back, but it was like so loud I took off my headphones.
Yeah, bro. Like my brother used to play Fortnite all the time, and he had these guys that they'd be like screaming. It's like, bro, turn your mic off. Like, I don't need to hear you screaming, bro. Like, god dang, bro. Like, turn your mic off. I don't want to hear your, or somebody would say, yo, mom, where's my stuff at? Turn your mic off. Like, oh my god.
Nothing annoys me more than mic being really close to your mouth.
Oh, yeah. People going like,
or if they're like raging.
Nothing worse than that.
Like, for example, like when I played, I can't remember what it was called. It was some game I played with my friends. He, mm-hmm. like, I, something happened.
Yeah.
He was like going on a rant for like 20 minutes, like screaming into the microphone. It was crazy.
Oh, man. So, at Hoover, did you do any sports or?
I did play Best Buddies basketball.
Is that like?
So, what it was is I was going to join the Hoover basketball team, but, you know, I was talking to one of my buddies who's still a very good friend of mine, but, he was on a basketball team and he played for Hoover. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I want to join, but he said I've never played, so he recommended me I join the Best Buddies team. Which, if you didn't know what Best Buddies is,
isn't that like special needs basketball? Like,
yeah, special needs. I just, you know, helped, you know,
yeah,
guard play. You know,
yeah,
I played. I was like probably one better players, like maybe a second or third.
How many points were you averaging?
When I played Roosevelt, I kind of went crazy on that game.
So dang,
I think it was like 8-2. Like we.
You average 8 points?
I did like, I can't remember. I think I scored 4.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's only doing half the points.
Hey, half points. What are the highest amount of points you had in a game?
Probably 8. That was the highest.
Superstar.
You should have hit him with the 6-7 logo with the thing. What are your thoughts on kids saying that, bro? Like,
I mean,
my cousins that are like real right tiny, they are obsessed with saying that, bro. I'm like, it's good to say it like once in a while, but not every single time, bro. Like,
I kind of find it annoying.
I do,
but,
too.
You know, when it first came out, I thought it was pretty funny.
It was funny like the first week.
Yeah, and now it's just like, I say sometimes, but not like where these kids are like 6-7, like, or like Mr. Taewon Kinney, Kansas commit. Like, actually,
every time they see anything related to 6-7,
have you seen the meme of Taewon Kinney where he's like naming NBA opposite of this team? Milwaukee Bucks, Philadelphia
76ers.
The 67ers.
My brother, he finds it annoying, but every once in a while he'll say something.
It's funny like the first time when you say it, and then like when you keep saying it, it's like, bro, it's just not, like when people say, when people see the letter 600, I'm like, don't you dare say it, bro. If you say it, get out of here. Like,
I got, here's another thing. What's 60? No, it's 34 plus 33.
6-7. And imagine if you're, have you seen the Andrew Whitworth meme where like, where he like, a kid asks him how tall he is and he's like, he takes a little bit and he's like 6-7. It's becoming a crazy thing, man. And
I will say it needs to like die out or something.
It's not going to. Kids are just gonna keep saying it, unfortunately.
I mean, ours, Gen Alpha's was 67, ours was 21.
Oh, yep.
Millennials was 6, you know.
6, yeah, that's all those kids are going to say. It's our generation. Mm. Who are your favorite artists?
Like, music artists?
Yeah.
I don't know. Why don't we go you first?
All right, thank you. Lil Baby, I love Lil Baby. I love Gunna. Gunna's great. Lil TJ, I like. I like a little bit of Eminem, you know, mix it up in there. Some Shady, you know, you feel me?
Yeah. I mean,
best white rapper of all time, mm-hmm. period. Not even a question. Speaking of that, Eminem's a granddad at 53 years old.
I know. That's hard to believe.
He's the same age as my aunt. I'm like, bro, like, that. It's crazy, man. And
I heard that. I was like, no way.
There's just no way.
He's going to be an influence on that kid. I mean,
oh, yeah. But yeah, Eminem, I like. I like Ice Cube, obviously. You know, got to go classics. You got to go
like G-Funk.
Yeah, obviously. I like Blink 182. I think they're pretty good. I like some of their songs. I like AC/DC. I like Black Sabbath.
You ever heard of 3 Days Grace?
Mm-mm.
They're like a Canadian rock band. They're pretty good. I think I'm going to go see them next year in Kansas City.
Nice. Yep. Who else do I like? I like...
do you like Travis Scott?
He's fine.
He's all right.
I'm the highest in the room.
Hope what I'm do you think of the new album he released this year?
I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not really an album guy. I just listen to songs, like, if you know what I mean. Like, I don't really like pay attention to albums. I just listen to songs, if you feel me. Like, I don't really like... What do you think about the whole Travis Scott concert thing? What are your thoughts on that?
I knew him before. I mean,
Jay, what are your thoughts on that? You can chime in here too. Like, what are your?
That was bad.
It was bad. There's even a documentary about it on Netflix too.
There is.
Yeah, the downfall of the Travis Scott counts. Do you like? Oh, I like Drake too.
Drake's good.
Do you think Drake's better?
Drake or Kendrick?
Drake.
I don't really know.
Who are you on?
Drake.
100%.
Fine.
Bro, imagine getting dissed at the Super Bowl, bro. Like, Kendrick was literally dissing on Drake in the Super Bowl. I would take offense to that, bro.
I didn't think he was going to do it, but...
Do what? Diss on him?
Yeah. Kendrick, like, when he did that, I was like, he just dissed Drake in front of the whole world.
Yeah, the whole world sees that. And then I was like, it's over. Like, Drake, you cannot respond from that.
I mean, I like Drake. He like his older stuff. I don't like a
lot. You think all the stuff about him is true?
I'm not sure.
I don't think it is.
I don't know, but...
It was like allegations that he like touch people weird and stuff like that, but I don't think that's true, bro. He's innocent until proven guilty, so.
Mm-hmm.
But who are some of your favorite artists? Let's go to you. Who are your?
I like a lot of rock. I don't really have favorite artists as long as it's not like NPC music or something, but I do like.
Hey, it's, NPC music's good too.
It is
no
good.
Hate, no hate.
But like, I like rock. I like some rap. I like a lot of like.
Who are your rappers that you.
I like. You ever heard of Scrim? He's like, no. He's a very smaller artist. He's from like
underground rapper?
Yeah, he's like underground. I like some of the underground scenes, but...
Nice.
But, I like some Drake. I like some...
What's your favorite Drake song?
I don't know.
No friends in the industry. Mine's probably God's Plan. I don't know, Gene. You know, it's old, but it's good. And
I can't remember. It's like Headlines or something, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Headlines. I might be too strong. I like Headlines. And so, Jaden, who are your, favorite artists?
Drake.
Just Drake? Purely Drake?
You know, The Weeknd? He's all right.
The Weeknd's good.
Neptune, Demarapine. Timeless.
I low-key don't have favorite artists.
What do you think of, I can't remember his name. I can't remember his name.
But, yeah, man, that's all I got. I mean, good. Thanks for having, we're pleased to have you on, man, and it was a great show for you. Great. Thanks for talking about your story, man.
Thanks for having me on here. I hope to be on here again, but
yeah, hopefully.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, no problem, man. Anytime. My former coworker here, Fairway, man, great friend of mine, and yeah, we'll be back, man. So yeah, man, Iowa basketball tomorrow night against Chicago State. Go Iowa, and great season for my Wolves. So, yeah, man, we got two Hoover alums right here. Even though you didn't graduate from Hoover, you still went to Hoover. So, connections we have, man, and very, very cool. So, go to our website, actually. We got some good stuff on there. We just got done publishing some stuff. So, yeah, man, and follow JJP.
Our newspaper is out soon, too.
Yeah, Flicks by JJP. Go follow him up, man. He got some good pictures on there, and Chance is hoping to join the Campus Chronicle here soon, too. So, got some good stuff going here. So, pleasure having you on, man.
Yeah, thank you. And make sure to follow us on all social medias, TikTok, Instagram. I don't know if we do Facebook, probably not. But, yeah, just make sure to follow us on social medias, and, you know,
You heard the man. Follow us up on social media. You heard it from Chance himself.
And make sure to follow Ben on social media.
Yeah, follow me up, man. Got some good stuff, man. And yeah, if you guys want to come on the podcast? Come on, man. I can talk sports with you all the time. So peace out.
See you guys on the next podcast.
See ya.
Man, good episode here today, man. What are you guys laughing about the first?